Appendix D, Plans and Orders Formats. This appendix provides an overview of types of plans and orders and preparing effective orders. See CJCSM 3130.03A for joint plans and orders instructions and formats. Plans and Orders. An output of planning is a plan or order, a directive for future action. Commanders issue plans and orders to subordinates to communicate their understanding of the situation and their vision for how the operation should unfold. Plans and orders synchronize the action of forces in time, space, and purpose to achieve objectives and accomplish the mission. They also inform others outside the organization on how to cooperate and provide support. Plans, orders, and their attachments, annexes, appendixes, tabs, and exhibits follow the basic five-paragraph format of situation, mission, execution, sustainment, command, and signal. Note, the formats in this appendix account for information categories that address the range of military operations, and they are applicable up to Theater Army Headquarters. Planners are not required to develop all subparagraphs to the base plan, nor are they required to develop all attachments as listed in this appendix. Planners may add subparagraphs or attachments as required. Types of plans. A plan is a design for a future or anticipated operation. Plans come in many forms, and they vary in scope, complexity, and length of planning horizons. There are several types of plans, including campaign plan, operation plan, O plan, supporting plan, branch, sequel. Developing and issuing a campaign plan is appropriate when the contemplated simultaneous or sequential military operations exceed the scope of a single major operation. Joint force commanders develop campaign plans. Contingency plans are branches of campaign plans, typically prepared in advance of an anticipated crisis, and they must be modified during execution. Both types of joint plans have four levels of details: commander's estimate, base plan, concept plan, and O plan. An operation plan is a complete and detailed plan containing a full description of the concept of operations, all annexes applicable to the plan, and a time-phased force and deployment list, JP50. An O plan may address an extended period that connects a series of objectives and operations, or it may be developed for a single part or phase of a long-term operation. An O plan becomes an operation order, OPORD, when the commander sets an execution time or designates an event that triggers the operation. A supporting plan is an operation plan prepared by a supporting commander, a subordinate commander, or an agency to satisfy the request or requirements of the supported commander's plan, JP50. For example, an R4 commander develops a supporting plan for how Army forces will support the Joint Force Commander's Campaign Plan or O Plan. A branch is the contingency options built into the base plan. A branch is used for changing the mission, orientation, or direction of movement of a force to aid success of the operation based on anticipated events, opportunities, or disruptions caused by enemy actions and reactions. Branches add flexibility to plans by anticipating situations that could alter the basic plan or order. A sequel is the subsequent major operation or phase based on the possible outcomes of the current major operation or phase. For every action or major operation that does not accomplish a strategic or operational objective, there should be a sequel for each possible outcome, such as win, lose, draw, or decisive win. Types of orders. An order is a communication, written, oral, or by signal, which conveys instructions from a superior to a subordinate. In the context of planning, there are three types of written orders: operation order, OPORD, fragmentary order, FRAGORD, warning order, WARNORD. An operation order is a directive issued by a commander to subordinate commanders for the purpose of effecting the coordinated execution of an operation, JP50. Commanders issue OPORDs to direct the execution of long-term operations and the execution of discrete short-term operations within the framework of a long-range OPORD. A fragmentary order is an abbreviated operation order issued as needed to change or modify an order or to execute a branch or sequel, JP5O. Frag ords differ from op ords in the degree of detail provided. A warning order is a preliminary notice of an order or action that is to follow, JP5O. Warn ords help subordinate units and staffs prepare for new missions by describing the situation, providing initial planning guidance, and directing preparation activities. In addition, Army forces may receive the following types of orders from a joint headquarters: planning order, also known as a plan ord, alert order, execute order, also known as an ex ord, prepare to deploy order, deployment order, also known as a dep ord, redeployment order. See CJCSM 3130.03A for clarification and guidance on these orders. Effective plans and orders. Commanders stress the importance of mission orders as a way of building simple, flexible plans. Mission orders focus on what to do and the purpose of doing it without prescribing exactly how to do it. Commanders establish control measures to aid cooperation among forces without imposing needless restrictions on freedom of action. Mission orders contribute to flexibility by allowing subordinates the freedom to seize opportunities or react effectively to unforeseen enemy actions and capabilities. Mission orders follow the 5-paragraph format, and they are as brief and simple as possible. Mission orders clearly convey the unit's mission and commander's intent. They summarize the situation, including current or anticipated starting conditions, describe the operation's end state, and provide a concept of operations to accomplish the unit's mission. When assigning tasks to subordinate units, mission orders include all components of a task statement: who, what, when, where, and why. However, commanders particularly emphasize the purpose, why, of the tasks to guide, along with the commander's intent, disciplined initiative. Mission orders contain the proper level of detail. They are neither so detailed that they stifle initiative, nor so general that they provide insufficient direction. The proper level depends on each situation, and it is not easy to determine. Some phases of operations require tighter control over subordinate elements than others require. An air assault's air movement and landing phases, for example, require precise synchronization. Its ground maneuver plan may require less detail. Commanders issue written plans and orders that contain both text and graphics. Graphics convey information and instructions through military symbols. They complement the written portion of a plan or an order and promote clarity, accuracy, and brevity. Staffs often develop and disseminate written orders electronically to shorten the time needed to gather and brief the orders group and facilitate subordinate planning. Staffs can easily edit and modify electronically produced orders. They can send the same order to multiple recipients simultaneously. Using computer programs to develop and disseminate precise, corresponding graphics adds to the efficiency and clarity of the orders process. See FM 1-02.2 for a list of approved symbols. Electronic editing makes importing text and graphics into orders easy. Unfortunately, such ease can result in orders becoming unnecessarily large without added operational value. This can unnecessarily burden tactical communications with their transmission. Commanders need to ensure that orders contain only that information needed to facilitate effective execution. Orders should not repeat unit standard operating procedures, SOPs. Orders should be clear, concise, and relevant to the mission. Effective plans and orders are simple and direct to reduce misunderstanding and confusion. The situation determines the degree of simplicity required. Simple plans executed on time are better than detailed plans executed late. Commanders at all echelons weigh potential benefits of a complex concept of operations against the risk that subordinates will fail to understand it. Effective plans and orders reflect authoritative and positive expression through the commander's intent. As such, the language is direct and affirmative. An example of this is, "The combat trains will remain in the assembly area," instead of, "The combat trains will not accompany the unit." Effective plans and orders directly and positively state what the commander wants the unit and its subordinate units to do and why. Effective plans and orders avoid meaningless expressions, such as soon as possible. Indecisive, vague, and ambiguous language and passive voice lead to uncertainty and lack of confidence. Effective plans and orders possess brevity and clarity. These plans use short words, sentences, and paragraphs. Plans use acronyms unless clarity is hindered. Plans do not include material covered in SOPs, but they refer to those SOPs instead. Brief and clear orders use doctrinally correct terms and symbols, avoid jargon, use defined non-doctrinal terms when a doctrinal term is not available, eliminate every opportunity for misunderstanding the commander's intended meaning. Administrative instructions. Regardless of echelon, order writers show the main five paragraph headings on written orders. A paragraph heading with no text will state none or C, attachment type, attachment letter or number. Order writers underline and bold the titles of these five main paragraphs. For example, situation is situation. All subparagraphs and subtitles begin with capital letters and are underlined. For example, concept of operations is concept of operations. When a paragraph is subdivided, it must have at least two subdivisions. The tabs are set at 0.25 inches and the space is doubled between paragraphs. Subsequent lines of text for each paragraph may be flush left or equally indented at the option of the Chief of Staff or Executive Order, XO, as long as they are consistent throughout the order. Acronyms and abbreviations. Order writers use acronyms and abbreviations to save time and space, if they do not cause confusion. However, order writers do not sacrifice clarity for brevity. Order writers keep acronyms and abbreviations consistent throughout the order and its attachments. They avoid using acronyms and abbreviations not found in FM-1-02.1 or the DoD Dictionary of Military and Associated Terms. Before using an entire acronym or abbreviation, at its first use in the document, order writers use the full form of the term and then place the acronym or abbreviation between parentheses immediately after the term. After this first use, they use the acronym or abbreviation throughout the document. Location and direction designations. Location and direction designations are important in orders. Order writers describe locations or points on the ground by providing the map datum used throughout the order, referring to military grid reference system coordinates, referring to longitude and latitude if available maps do not have the military grid reference system. Order writers designate directions in one of two ways, as a point of the compass, for example, north or northeast, as a magnetic, grid, or true bearing stating the unit of measure. For example, 85 degrees, magnetic. When first mentioning a place or feature on a map, order writers print the name in capital letters exactly as spelled on the map and show its complete grid coordinates, grid zone designator, 100 kilometer grid square, and 4, 6, 8, or 10 digit grid coordinates in parentheses after it. When first using a control measure, such as a contact point or a phase line, order writers print the name or designation of the control measure in capital letters, followed by its complete grid coordinates in parentheses. Thereafter, they repeat the coordinates only for clarity. Order writers describe areas by naming the northernmost, 12 o'clock point first, and the remaining points in clockwise order. They describe positions from left to right and from front to rear facing the enemy. To avoid confusion, order writers identify flanks by compass directions rather than right or left of the friendly force. If the possibility of confusion exists when describing a route, order writers add a compass direction for clarity. For example, the route is northwest along the road LA-Prairie-Delson. If a particular route already has a planning name, such as Main Supply Route Lion, order writers refer to the route using only that designator. Order writers designate trails, roads, and railroads by the names of places along them or with grid coordinates. They precede place names with a trail, road, or railroad, for example, Road Grant-Cody, Order writers designate the route for a movement by listing a sequence of grids from the start point to the release point. Otherwise, they list the sequence of points from left to right or front to rear facing the enemy. Order writers identify riverbanks as north, south, east, or west. In wet gap crossing operations, they identify riverbanks as either near or far. Naming conventions. Unit SOPs normally designate naming conventions for graphics, for example, assembly areas, phase lines, and objectives. Otherwise, planners select them. For clarity, order writers avoid multi-word names such as Junction City. Simple names are better than complex ones. To ensure operation security, OPSEC, order writers avoid assigning names that could reveal unit identities, such as the commander's name or the unit's home station. They do not name sequential phase lines and objectives in alphabetical order. For memory aids, order writers use sets of names designated by the type of control measure or subordinate unit. For example, a division order might use colors for objective names and minerals for phase line names. Classification markings. AR-380-5 contains detailed information on marking documents, transmitting procedures, and other classification instructions. Order writers mark each page and portions of the text on that page with the appropriate abbreviation, TS for top secret, S for secret, C for confidential, CUI for controlled unclassified information, or U for unclassified. Order writers place classification markings at the top and bottom of each page. All paragraphs must have the appropriate classification markings immediately following the alphanumeric designation of the paragraph, preceding the first word if the paragraph is not numbered. Typically, when classified, the first page in the upper left or the bottom left of the plan or order, the following information is included. Classified by, reason, downgrade to, declassify on. The Authorized for Release 2 control marking is authorized for use on all classified military or defense-controlled unclassified information that has been determined by an authorized disclosure official in accordance with established foreign disclosure policies to be releasable or that has been released through established foreign disclosure procedures and channels to the foreign country or international organization indicated. See AR-380-5 for more information on classification markings. The Controlled Unclassified Information acronym, CUI, will be used in place of U when a portion is unclassified but contains CUI information. CUI will be used when content is unclassified but must be safeguarded from unauthorized disclosure. Typically, when a plan or order contains CUI, the following information is added to the first page in either the upper left or bottom left corner. Controlled by, CUI categories, limited dissemination control, point of contact. See DODI 5200.48 for further information on CUI definition, policy, and markings. The Army typically conducts operations as part of a larger multinational effort, often incorporating unified action partners. This requires sharing of information to the greatest extent possible and writing plans and orders releasable to those unified action partners who are part of and support those operations. Commanders and staffs must understand how to write for release. See ATP 3-16.02 for more information on write for release. This requires an understanding of how commanders may release to or withhold information from selected unified action partners. Information marked not releasable to foreign nationals, no foreign, is non-releasable to foreigners and must be referred to the originator. No foreign is not authorized for new classification decisions. A limited amount of information will contain the marking United States only. This information cannot be shared with any foreign government. See AR-380-5 for more details on no foreign markings. See local SOPs for classification and dissemination guidance. See FM-60 and AR-380-10 for information on foreign disclosure. Expressing unnamed dates and hours. Order writers use specific letters to designate unnamed dates and times in plans and orders. Expressing time. The effective time for implementing a plan or order is the same as the date-time group of the order. Order writers express the date and time as a 6-digit date-time group. The first 2 digits indicate the day of the month. The next 4 digits indicate the time. The letter at the end of the time indicates the time zone. Staffs add the month and year to the date-time group as a 3-letter capitalized month and 2-digit year to avoid confusion. If the effective time of any portion of the order differs from that of the order, staffs identify those portions at the beginning of the coordinating instructions. Order writers express all times in a plan or order in terms of one time zone, for example, Zulu or local. Staffs include the appropriate time zone indicator in the heading data and mission statement. For example, the time zone indicator for Central Standard Time, known as CST, in the continental United States is Sierra. When daylight savings time is in effect, the time zone indicator for Central Daylight Time, known as CDT, is Romeo. The relationship of local time to Zulu time, not the geographic location, determines the time zone indicator to use. When using inclusive dates, staffs express them by writing both dates separated by a dash. They express times in the 24-hour clock system by means of 4-digit Arabic numbers, including the time zone indicator. Identifying pages. Staffs identify pages following the first page of plans and orders with a short title identification heading located 2 spaces under the classification marking. They include the number or letter designation of the plan and the issuing headquarters. Numbering pages. Order writers number the pages of the base order and each attachment separately, beginning on the first page of each attachment. They use a combination of alphanumeric designations to identify each attachment. Order writers use Arabic numerals only to indicate page numbers. They place page numbers after the alphanumeric designation that identifies the attachment. They use Arabic numerals without any preceding alphanumeric designation for base order page numbers. For example, the designation of the 3rd page to Annex C is C-3. Order writers assign each attachment either a letter or Arabic numeral that corresponds to the letter or number in the attachment short title. They assign letters to annexes, Arabic numerals to appendixes, letters to tabs, and Arabic numerals to exhibits. For example, the designation of the 3rd page to Appendix 5 to Annex C is C-5-3. Order writers separate elements of the alphanumeric designation with hyphens. Attachments. Attachments, annexes, appendixes, tabs, and exhibits are information management tools that expand on the base plan or order. However, even when attachments are used, an effective base order contains enough information to be executed without them. Commanders and staffs are not required to develop all attachments. The number and type of attachments depend on the commander, echelon of command, and needs of a particular operation. Minimizing the number of attachments keeps the order consistent with completeness and clarity. If the information relating to an attachment subject is brief, the order writer places the information in the base order and omits the attachment. Staffs list attachments under an appropriate heading at the end of the document they expand. For example, they list annexes at the end of the base order, appendixes at the end of annexes, and so forth. When an attachment is not required, staffs indicate this by stating omitted. For example, the order writer would state Annex R, reports, omitted. If the situation requires an additional attachment, leaders can add to this structure. For example, if there is a requirement to add an additional tab to Appendix 1, Intelligence Estimate, to Annex B, Intelligence, the order writer would label that additional attachment as Tab E, Attachment Name, to Appendix 1, Intelligence Estimate, to Annex B, Intelligence. Staffs refer to attachments by letter or number and title. They use the following naming conventions. Annexes, staffs designate annexes with capital letters. Appendixes, staffs designate appendixes with Arabic numbers. Tabs, staffs designate tabs with capital letters. Exhibits, staffs designate exhibits with Arabic numbers. If an attachment has wider distribution than the base order or is issued separately, The attachment requires a complete heading and acknowledgement instructions. When staffs distribute attachments with the base order, these elements are not required. Base plan or order format. Refer to the print version FM50 Appendix D for detailed formats of the O plan and op ord.